Yes, yes, y'all, and we don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. Common sense in the city of wind.
You brown sugar?
I met this. Man, it's just good to be back, man. We all seem a little bit well rested.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we recording.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm straight to business today. You've only waited 13 minutes. 5 minutes to eat, maybe 2 minutes in the exchange of me walking around and stuff like that. 5 minutes of my dad asking you to sit down.
Yeah,
12 minutes, man.
I don't like people standing up in my house. I'm uncomfortable.
He went and got the. That's his move, though. That's his go-to move.
I get it.
He went and got the.
Trying to make sure
the kitchen chair and everything too. He wasn't playing.
Yeah, he ain't moved back either. He's so enamored with the show.
No, that's it. Crazy show. So the show that he's talking about is So Freaking Cheap on TLC. I'm a soccer mom. I've come to accept the fact that
TLC that gets the most burn in your house.
Yeah, so for sure. Like, we got to be done anyway, you know, by a certain time.
Right. 90 day, I know what 90 Sunday
day,
means
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, 90 Day Fiance is coming on. I get there at 8:30, though. I can get there at 8:30 because then that means I could just fast forward through the commercials.
For the next 2 weeks, I'm a full-blooded American.
What's that mean?
The Olympics, baby. It's the only time I...
Didn't we lose in basketball on Saturday?
I'm a completist, so I'm not caught up on anything. I'm watching shit at random hours.
So wait a minute, let me ask you this. Because you are a completist and stuff like that, and you do record things, I don't know that many people.
I don't watch all the sports.
Okay, which is fine. That's okay. Yeah, I don't expect you to like watch javelin or whatever they may have. Like, yeah, no, no. Well, my question is to you more so... God dog it, I lost it too. Since you're a completist, I don't remember.
I watch beach volleyball, men and women. I watch basketball. I watch.
That's why you wear glasses all the time. Beach volleyball.
I watch swimming. No, it's the only time I care about it is every 4 years. And I'll be ready to go. Like, man, I feel like I could do this.
So let me ask you, because, you know, the Olympics is usually on an even year.
Yeah, I know.
So are they going to continue in 3 years with the next Olympics? Yeah, is that, okay.
I believe so. Because all the shit on the... Every sign says Tokyo 2020. They didn't change none of that.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
It was like, nah. We did all that.
This was a big order.
Then I seen the new shit. I don't remember the 3-on-3 basketball started now, too, right?
In the Olympics?
Yeah.
No,
and
that's crazy.
And it's a running... Wait,
Ice Cube have a team?
Not the big three. It's 3-on-3, right? And it's 10 minutes, first team to, or it's 10 minutes or first to 21, ones and twos, and nobody takes the ball out. As soon as the ball is made, the other team grabs it and they take it back.
Who made these are European rules. You know, and European basketball is way faster than ours.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually part of their thing, like speeding up gameplay.
And they're like, oh, they're not as physical. But it's a lot tougher to get a bucket out there.
You're saying that, but then the world is getting better. Right,
no, they are. That's why you see we losing and shit like that.
And let's just be real. Not all of our best talent's not there, though.
But still, you would think as an arrogant American, like, we don't need... That's why we were sending college players until the Dream Team. We don't need to send the NBA because we're that far ahead, and then all of a sudden it took one loss.
I just feel like if you had Giannis there, Devin Booker, and maybe LeBron James.
Giannis ain't American.
Oh, you're right.
That's the point, because the world's catching up.
He's not even really Greek. He's really from his dad is from Africa.
But you got that's why Luka's team, the first time they've ever qualified for anything. And it's just him.
Yeah, he's busting our ass all playoffs.
Hey, I'm gonna beat you in America. I'm gonna beat you in Tokyo.
He was busting our ass
here.
All playoffs, man. You know, it was bound to happen, though. I mean, it's evolution.
It's
a
global sport. It's got enough people grow up on it, and then you know the NBA is bigger, and it's just in more markets, and then it's a game. It's a game that can change people's lives. A lot of these people in third world countries, like, that's how they get out.
Baseball, you know, for a long time, like, them Dominican dudes, they be looking like brothers, you know what I mean? But nah, his last name is Rodriguez.
Right.
So, go ahead, lead us in.
Lead us in?
Yeah, what you got for us?
I thought we were still,
Nah, we're gonna get to it.
Nah, I know you hot. Before I lead us in, you know how hot it was on Tuesday in Mission Valley? I had to make a choice. So, I was on my lunch walk, and there was a fiending. Doing his thing, his high shit, right?
You know how he do.
And he was in the middle, like the peak of his high. And you know that meth high a little different. And so he was out here and he was on the sidewalk in which where I was running. So I turned the corner and literally it's the only part that has shade. And so I had to decide, like, do I cross the street to the other sidewalk just for this part?
Or did I just let him?
And then as soon as my shoulder peeked down, I said, I'm going to take my chances. And I walked through the shade. And he was in the middle. Because most of the time, they don't even know you. They don't see you coming.
They do their own thing.
And so he wasn't worried about me. And then, yeah, so he was talking inside somebody else's car that wasn't there. And, yeah, I let him give a shit off. But, yeah, it's hot, man.
It's crazy hot.
And it's, like, humid. Like, it's nasty. Too shower humid.
I took a shot right now, and I can feel it now. Yeah. It's getting worse, so. Yeah. Lead us in, man. All right,
man. Let me play around.
Boy, it's getting hot. Yes, indeed it is.
Yes.
Mic, I'm about as crazy as Biz Marquis.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she
rest
wanted
in
you
peace,
to wait?
Rest in peace, Biz Marquis.
Let me tell
you
a story in my situation.
You can't forget. We gotta talk about that. I didn't like how they did my man.
The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said, blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Cause when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend.
The pain behind that one.
I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, right,
come on, phone battery, gotta get me through the intro.
You got 2%?
Nah, I got this.
But you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend.
Radio, TV, and even the press.
Listen,
one right here.
I don't care. You be at your mama's house, your auntie's house, your grandmama's house. You could be outside fully enjoying the summertime. You could be at SeaWorld, Legoland, the zoo, the safari park, anywhere in the world, but you hear it us. Thank you.
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you. But this is the season of catching the vapors.
Yeah. Let the beat drop first.
I love the sample so much.
I want you.
Left.
I want you. I want you.
Go.
I like to introduce myself.
What that was. Is that the first? Was that trying that one out?
I got no chance of like editing it up, so I got to pull away. Let's go. Welcome to You Wasn't Outside Podcast episode 46.
Yeah.
Goddamn 47.
Goddamn
47, man. That's exactly. Well, you remember where that came from? He's like,
yeah,
well,
that was like one of the first World Star videos I remember.
Yeah, like,
something you wasn't outside for?
They did their own. No, I was out.
Yeah,
here for
we was
that.
Prime outside World Star.
I was definitely doing it then. Listen, here
no
we go.
That's the thing, though. No World Star made me appreciate being out of school.
No Oscar. Because
I was like, now you get your ass whooped if something happened to you.
Just Lex.
It's on the internet.
Y'all want the buzzer? Nah, we ain't need the buzzer, huh? Nah, we good. Hell, I never got a chance to get this off. Did it go to me?
DJ Normal Ass Carl in the mix.
That was just hidden somewhere.
It was in gray too. Like, yo, like, yeah, we're not gonna ever use this
in the mix. You ain't but never been in the mix.
Not anymore. I had to let that go. I had an itch to like even want to play some songs. And I was like, nah, this is his job. It's the one thing he came to do, right? It's the one thing he came to do. I want to welcome y'all to the You Wasn't Outside Podcast on the Grown Folks Podcast Network. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most, Normal Ass Carl. To my front is right. I have my man at Just Lex. Hey, King, how you been, man? What's up?
I'm gonna need a second job.
Why?
Because you know,
y'all like almost at you one kid away from full capacity. Hey.
No, I'm at full capacity now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know how
I hate how you said that. I'm glad she doesn't listen anymore.
No. That's another thing, too. Yeah. I gotta tuck it back in.
Would you be?
I heard her catching up the other day. I said, damn, she's still trying to find time? What kind of supportive woman are you?
I had forgot all the shit that I had said 2 months ago because like we had got to a fight. So she's like, I'm not supporting you for a little bit. And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. I thought a little bit was going to like get me a year. Nah, she's back on the track right now. So,
yeah
she's going back in. I don't know. It's like, this complete his attitude. It's like, yo, I don't want to miss anything that they talked about in the 30s when I missed all that.
It's not. It's more about they want to make sure that we ain't, you know,
oh, that's
saying
exactly
some wild
how it is.
Shit or yeah. mentioning them without bigging them up.
Your side asked how, like, you know, how she dealt with it in the beginning. Like, you know, how, like, you know, my significant other dealt with it in the beginning. And it's just like, yo, he gonna be who he is, you know, just as long as he ain't saying nothing out here, super nuts, you know, like.
I be saying shit. I say, hey, we, I say a bunch of shit. I'm getting old though, to the point where I'm starting to say, I'm that old person like your pops. Your pops will just stop and talk to people.
Yeah,
I found myself doing that shit yesterday while we were running errands all day just outside.
I think also like and the I'm practice like, of like talking to random people that we've been doing has got maybe, you a little bit more.
More
cheery.
I'm just happy to be outside. There's people there, even though we about to go back inside.
You think so? Probably. Nah. I don't think so. Yeah. But you know how you been?
I was saying is I'm at full capacity. I'm gonna need a second job because you know how kids they sometimes they hit you with quotables, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yo, what? So my man G, you seen Space Jam yet?
I have.
So we watched Space Jam.
It's not for. I'm not giving a critique because it's not for us,
right?
Because the kid like
it's real 2021,
but it's for them and right, they enjoy right. it.
Yeah, because they understand the algorithm shit and all that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's their thing, bro. I was like, it's corny for me, but like I was watching the kids watching. They loved it.
What
so.
I love, yeah, they did. What I loved about what they did is they incorporated all the Warner Brothers characters. Like, you know, when they was all watching a game or they was going through trying to find, when he was trying to find the team.
Oh, like King Kong.
And he went to different, yeah. So that, you know, they gave a couple OG Space Jam shout outs. You know, you saw the little aliens at the game.
Yeah.
They made reference to like, oh, we ain't done this in 25 years, blah, yeah. blah, blah. So whatever. But G also likes the original Space Jam.
Mm.
And he goes to me, he goes, Dad, do you know who Michael Jordan is? I said, yeah. I said, do you know who Michael Jordan is? He's like, yeah. He's the one that makes all my shoes. I said, God damn.
Four to seven.
He don't know. Like, damn. Like, that's his expectation.
And it's funny that you said, I've heard that from a kid before, though.
He makes all my shoes. I got my first real pair of Jordans the same day he did. And now he over, and I remember at a Zeke birthday, Debo was like, he thought he was killing it with his gift. He got him some Adidas, and he's like, ooh, I thought I was killing him too. I seen these ones on his feet. and then sure enough, when he opened the box, he threw the shoe out the window.
What kind of shoes were it?
No, they're pretty clean for Adidas.
Oh, that was Adidas.
But he just like, nah.
But see, y'all building that culture. You can't be out there.
No, I'm not building that.
No, you're part of it.
No, I'm building.
Complacency is part of building that.
I've been working. I'm not complacent. I bitch and moan about it. I'm complaining. Or no, I've been working nonstop overtime for 2 weeks. And I was like, man, the account still looks the same. I'm just trying to maintain.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he said, and then, hey, we kind of, like, loose parents. What I mean, like, you know, we don't surveil a lot. Like, we don't, like, I'm not going to turn my music off in the car.
You're 21 parents.
We watch some shit. And so we was watching one of them shows, Love Island, right?
Mm.
And so, you know, we get into our, like, that's our Sunday night.
That's your bag.
Even though they on, like, 5 nights a week. So it started, right? And I just leaned over and said, hey, who gonna fuck first? Zeke said, me. I said, yo.
Oh, wait a minute. Time out.
Wait a minute. I gotta chill out
yeah,
with
you
the
do.
Vocab. But yeah, man, just remember, they always listening. They soaking it up.
Yeah, that is
true. And that
true.
Might, you know, maybe the way we parented, we gonna have to iron some shit out later.
But, I was talking to the... We was talking about this off mic a little bit, and we was talking about... Yard House, and the waiter there, he had slipped up and said something. I was like, look, man, you know, behind closed doors, my kids have heard worse. You know what I mean? Especially, yeah. And here's the thing, like, we can sit up here and, like, somebody can give me their opinion about foul language, but I can get on you about your spending habits, whatever it may be. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to live however I want to live, and in my opinion, my kids are going to hear way worse when they go off into the world by themselves and they have to govern themselves. So as long as I teach them how to conduct themselves like in this type of manner, like, yo, when you get old enough, you could talk to me like that. That's cool. Like, we could be cool.
Right now, it's you talk like that with your little friends.
Yeah, you could do that with your friends. Don't do it at recess. It's a time and a place. Just like, bro, it's crazy because you keep going over my topics on the thing. Let's talk about it now, right? And so,
My bad. I'm just off top right now.
No, that's good. I got on the paper. Because if I say it, I don't want to just run into it without like being able to address it. And it's like, oh, it sounds like the conversation earlier. Imagine if you was your true self at work. Could you be you? Like who you really are? Like where we are right now, land. And it would be dope if you can do that. If you can champion that.
I was, and that's why I be in trouble now.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like totally you can't switch it up. But for the vast majority of people that were there, they enjoyed that version of Lex though, huh?
Yeah.
And then there's that one or two.
It only needs one.
Yeah, it's only one or
especially,
two.
Especially in our type of work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because always one complainer. Like, we used to have, like, auction off stuff to, like, raise money for, like, office parties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then one time we auctioned off a bottle of wine. Someone, like, wrote all the way up to Sacramento about it. And I'm like, for real?
Over for a bottle of wine?
Yeah, like, it's they got too much time. No, it's auctioned off for you to enjoy off company hours.
We're all adults.
Yes.
That's what's crazy.
I'm like the youngest person there. It's just always people, like, they just got too much time on their hands.
And that's what's nuts, because, like, those people that are like that are not even, like, how they are at work at home, because they don't have a lot of friends. They don't have a lot of social, like, gatherings. Like, you know, like the person that, or they're not happy in their marriage, whatever the case may be.
They need shit to do.
That's just
them. It's something to do.
I got to spend my time talking about whoever's doing what at lunchtime, who had this and that, and I'm just unhappy. Because I've talked to a few of them. Hey, what'd you do this weekend? You know, went to Michael's. Went to Claire's, Hobby Lobby, and you know I knitted, and you know sat by the beach, and I'm like, you know what? That's relaxing. That sounds great.
Actually,
it sounds great, right? But that's all you do every weekend. Like you don't have any friends or people that you enjoy shit with at the beach with. Like you know what I mean? So like I was sitting here thinking, like, man, I wish I could be like how I am as voiceless and stuff. I am in some instances behind closed doors, but you can't full on be you. And I feel like people would have a way better outlook about their job and their life if they could spend a majority of the time as their true selves as much as they do 40 hours a week at work.
And you know, this probably means it's probably a little deeper for you than it is me, just because that's another, you know, at being at work, because, you know, it's like, oh, I can't come off as angry. I can't come off as this and that, you know what I mean? Mm. Where I'm just kind of walking around la-di-da-di, just like, all right, I'm a chill, not cuss. But you over here thinking like, oh, like you represent the whole race. Because some of these white people might only interact with you or interact with black people at work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I just wish that, like, and we were talking about this because and the other point that kind of stemmed off from this was that, like, you know, we've all watched The Shop and stuff like that. I enjoy Tom Brady on The Shop versus Tom Brady in ESPN interviews.
But you know what? He's also, in the past few years, he's gotten closer to where he is now. It's been like an evolution of like, all right, I've got everything I needed. That's why I kind of feel like he kind of left New England on some like, I still want to win more than anything, but I'm not trying to do it the Patriot way no more.
I'm
trying to eat a strawberry every now and then or whatever the fuck you be on. And then like, you know, he started doing a few commercials, trying to do the funny shit. And, like, he's been on late night. Like, he's been outside a little more. And I think I think The Shop was just another ring on that.
Yeah, but LeBron, too. You know what I mean? Like, LeBron off mic, when you catch people on the phone and stuff like that, he's a different dude. You know, like, just like one of them things, like, yo, that brother ain't like that.
Yeah, but see, yeah, because he got an empire. He has a brand he's protecting.
Yeah.
You know, so where it's like, you know, when the China shit was going on and he said something, everyone was like, yo, chill. And now what? China won't carry Space Jam. That's a lot of money. Yeah. And you were talking about all the different things that they've been marketing. Like, Space Jam marketing is crazy because all of a sudden, there's a lot of shit in my house. They got cups, they got lunchbox, they got draws. And we both have YouTube TV.
Yeah.
We watch shit on DVR so we can skip commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Space Jam must have did... They paid for something to where it would not let me skip the commercial. Like, the ad popped up. I was like, this ain't live.
Yeah.
And I recorded it. It was like 2 weeks old. And Space Jam still was like, nah, you about to see this commercial.
And China's not messing with different.
Them. Yeah, I guess... I don't know if that's the reason, but I just saw something that said they weren't carrying... Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm saying they won't carry Space Jam.
Like on their TV networks and stuff?
No, like they're not gonna like whatever they have out there, their movie theaters, any, like they're just not gonna show it.
Oh. But you can get it.
They censor shit out there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Porn and everything.
So yeah, I'm sure people, you can download it but you're not seeing no money off that anyway.
Yeah.
But they're just not gonna, yeah, they're not even gonna do that. And China's a big market.
Yeah, pirated, like always.
Right, but I'm talking about as LeBron. You don't want the pirating either.
He probably never go back to China. But can you blame him? I don't know if I would go back to China either, because the stuff that he was speaking out about wasn't like...
Right. I'm not saying you should want to go back to China. I'm just saying when you're building a brand and you're building an empire, China is the biggest market. You want to be big in China.
So, hey, look, it's a big deal if they stop carrying LeBron's shoes.
Yeah.
They're not doing that, though. So he's still winning. He probably not gonna care.
No, first of all, he's not losing.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying, but I'm just on the other side, I don't think he's losing sleep over it.
But
though.
Yeah, but see, they have to code switch and they have to turn it on and off because there's so much bottom line at stake, and they employ a lot of people. There's a lot of people riding on the shit that they do and say on and off the court.
That's what bothers me though, because a lot of the people that have criticism to say have family members or that person in their family behind closed doors. That's why, you know, like when people offer off opinions and stuff like that, I'm like, yo, unless you the next thing close to Jesus, man, don't give me your opinion about something. Like I tell my friends all the time, I just found a better way of saying that. Oh, I can appreciate what you're saying, whether I appreciate it or not. Like I can appreciate what you're saying, but there's nothing you can say to me that's gonna change my mind. That I haven't already thought of already. Unless you bring something new to the table that I haven't already ruled out, there's nothing else. Unless I'm coming to you and asking you. Other than that, I stay out of people's shit.
I appreciate all different angles. So, yeah, if talk to me, but, you know, just assume that I thought about it at least.
Yeah. Like, hey, have you thought about this? Don't come in here like, hey, man, you know what you need to do? No, don't tell me what I need to do. You know, especially if you're not where you need to be at. But
yeah, man.
Anyway, all right, man, let's get into this read 'em and read, man. I have a much older sister who became very religious. Most of her life decisions are based on her faith, so conversations tend to develop into faith-oriented topics and justifications.
One of them, huh?
Yeah, see, I told you we're going to have fun with this. I don't initiate these conversations, and I make a genuine effort to understand her perspective. Nice sister. Excuse me. When I am not able to, I have mastered to smile and nod. My problem is anytime I bring a friend or a date to a family function, she drags them off to the side and begins to question and She begins to question and discuss the importance of faith. Since religion is a widely varied and highly sensitive topic, this can sometimes be uncomfortable. I recently asked her to stop doing it, and I haven't heard from her since. How can I explain the healthy boundaries to her so we can be a respectful relationship? Now, I'm going to lead this one, all right? Yeah. The reason why I'm going to lead this one is because growing up as a kid, I grew up in a Baptist church. My great-grandmother, her sister, was married to Pastor Winters, who was the pastor at Bayview Baptist Church for a long time. I don't know if you had ever heard of him. I think he was a pastor there for over 30-something years, though, right?
Yeah, I've been to Bayview several occasions.
So, and that's a tip. I don't normally go around telling people that, but that was, like, you know, the whole situation. And from being there, like, you know, we would talk to people about, like, religion and stuff like that and bringing people closer to God. But I felt like, you know, the people that I was around at that time growing up, they were able to draw a line in the sand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are some people in their religion that feel like every single day they got to try to force it upon you to kind of like convert on over, you know, and be as heavy into their religion as possible. Now, here's the thing. My thing is this, is that my relationship with God, right? Because we all have God in us somehow. Yeah, it's my business. And my God is different. Yeah. Right? Than what you may perceive your God to be.
He lets me go to the titty bar.
Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna start there. But people's different. Like, yo. Like, and I remember listening to this in a rap battle one time, and the dude said, hey, if you say grace, I'm gonna say one too, just in case God don't fuck with you. You know what I mean? And that's what, for me, it's like, yo, if you going this hard,
yeah,
right, to where you got to hold a sign up above the 805 freeway and let me know Jesus is Lord. You probably done some shit.
That's a whole semi truck, bro. I know you know what I'm talking. It's a semi truck,
but they be up there on that little on that little passageway. But you have to. You've either had to done something so wrong in your life to where you feel like you got to go this hard to like recruit, and it's like, look,
yeah,
I'm not there. I ain't never had to go through what you did.
Got a couple bodies,
you
on.
Know? Yeah, like like you going way too ham. And so that's been my experience. I'll keep going, but I'll let you weigh in on it a little bit too.
No, it's about the same. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of people that this would be great to call Mark about.
Mm.
But yeah, they got their faith, and then it's just not a, you know, maybe they have that boundary of we just don't discuss that because we know it can stir some shit up, and not everybody believes what I believe, and it is what it is. You can still love them, still be around them. It don't got a thing. Are you calling him?
Yeah, don't worry. Keep going.
Oh, shit.
Just keep going. He may not answer.
Yeah, he probably won't. He probably thinks it's a butt dial.
Nah, I've called him before.
But,
yeah.
Keep yeah, going. There's definitely some people where I'm like, all right. And more, I want to say, I wasn't on her like that, but I started seeing like a bunch of, like the Facebook post just totally changed up. Mm. And I was like, oh man, I ain't trying to see this shit the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I hit my mans up. who we knew, and I was like, y'all still fuck with them? He's, oh man, and they super about their faith too.
Right.
He said, nah, they a little too much of the Bible thumping right now. Like, we don't even fuck with them like that. And it's just, yeah, it's weird. Like, there have to have been some type of life event, like you almost died or some shit happened where it's like extra hard.
You go to jail or something. Yeah, you're right. Or you sick or something.
And I just, you know, maybe I'm not versed enough to like argue it with it all the time, but I just, you know, I think a lot of religion has great messages.
It does.
Sprinkled throughout, you know, ways to live life by.
And it keeps order too.
But at the same time, because there's so many different religions and they usually like are forced upon people in a big way.
That's what education
leads to.
Yes.
It leads to a lot of wars. Mm. It leads to just conflict.
Mm.
And so as much good as it does, like, it's not all good.
Book of Eli.
Yeah.
Great prime example of, like, what religion can do to people. And for y'all that don't know anything about Book of Eli, Denzel movie, there's only one Bible left in the world, and one guy wanted to use it to control people, and, you know, Denzel wanted to use it to, you know, spread the love and gospel of, you know, God. But you're right. Like, I feel like people I know people weaponize religion.
Yeah.
Same way people weaponize money. You know what I mean? Like, they weaponize, we weaponize a lot of things. You know, as much as been hanging around you, you know, more and more lately, I've been like even more conscientious of like the earth. It's been a few times I wanted to throw some trash out the window in white neighborhoods, and I was like, it don't matter if it's white or my neighborhood, I'm still messing up the ozone. Like, you know, that air travels somewhere else. So I've been trying to get better about that. But in regards to religion, man, I just, you know, I get people in their faith and their thankfulness and being able to make it and stuff like that. I'm 100% with you. You know what I mean? But at the same token, you just don't have to force it upon me.
But to your point, what you just said, being around me, what I did is when it's relevant, I'll bring it up, right? I'll say some shit about the earth and what I'm doing or what's going on when it's relevant.
You don't force it upon
me. And then I live that way. And then you noticed it. And some of it rubbed off on you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was going, dog, like, you know how many motherfucking cows died to make your shoes? You know how many, what's going on here? Oh, you got this type of car? Why you ain't doing this? Why ain't, like, if I'm just constantly in your face about it, you about to go, man, where's my trash can at? You going straight to the other neighbor. He's like, you can be extra with it.
Right.
And so I feel like, you know, especially when it's something of religion that kind of teaches you how to live or how to live, but just do that. I mean, I understand, I guess some of it might be like, oh, your job is to spread the word of God, but only, you know, you can lead them to the water. You can't make them drink it.
Right.
But if you like are smacking them to the water, they're not even going to want to go to it because it don't sound like a pleasant place. Or no. I don't want to be like that.
Yeah. And even then, you want people to be willing to do so. And that's the thing, because when we talk about religion and how people, you know, how certain groups arrive to, you know, religion, depending on, you know, what your beliefs are, how, you know, religion spread. Sometimes religion was forced upon people, you know, throughout history.
It was forced upon your people in a big way.
Yeah. And others will argue that, like, in old school Africa back in the day, there was Christians and stuff like that in Northern Africa. Which is, I mean, again, and I can't speak for Spain. Spain was really big on their conquests,
right,
and everything.
That's the thing. But it's like, believe in what we believe in or die. Like, that don't sound real Christian. Like, that don't sound real, like, any God would say some shit like that.
Well, Mormons are different, too, because I believe, anybody that's Mormon that's listening to this,
they don't fuck with sugar.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Mormons believe that, I think, that there's a set amount of people that's getting into heaven predestined.
Word.
And I think the number was like 100,000. And I was like, yo, how long y'all been around? So, hey, like, if all y'all going to church and...
That's what I'm saying. And, you know, like...
It's a lot of faith.
I got some common sense, and I'm really big into science. So, sometimes the math don't be mathing. And when the math ain't mathing, I just can't get with it.
I look around and be like, yo, some of us is not going to make it. Matter of fact, only one of us in this whole congregation throughout the history of time is going to make it. And which one is it going
to
be?
And I remember, and this has started because... I don't like to talk religion in my house. No. Or, no, in my mom's house.
Mm.
My house, we don't talk about religion unless, you know. But my mom, she'll have her moments where she'll, like, do that whole, like, you ain't been to church in, like, 5 years.
Mm.
Or are you get, like, when the kids start coming around.
You said moments, but those are just moments, but she probably think about it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Is it okay if I show G this cross? Are you going to let him invite God into his life? Like, if he want to. But I'm not going to sit here and make him do all the things he made me do and then wonder why I don't want to go no more. But it's like, she'll say some shit like, oh yeah, the whole thing. Like, there's certain people that have the faith that totally believe everything, but they're not going to, when the math ain't mathing, they're not going to argue with it.
Right.
So my mom tried to tell me, I was like, Mom, I feel like the Bible said like the world was like 5,000 years old or something. And but you can't tell me like that's true and like Jurassic Park at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And because when I was in college, I took a what's that shit called? Like a paleontology class. And you know, I brought home this book, and it was like we were doing like the theory of evolution for like a good few weeks. And she picked it up like she didn't want this in her house. Like, oh, you believe this shit? I said, yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. I'm sorry. But yeah, and most of the time, and I got people that I'm close to that's what they do, and we just, it's nothing we talk about.
Both items are man made. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean,
well, that's the thing. You can't.
There's
you
so
can't
many
tell
versions
that,
of the Bible. Yeah, and look, when I go outside and I look at dirt, it all look the same to me. You know what I mean? For somebody to be like, oh, I know that this is 10-12,000, and I'm like, bro, you ain't wasn't here 12,000 years ago. How you know what the dirt looked like then?
Hey.
I'm just saying, the math, that's why I'm saying at the end of the day, let people, my advice to this young lady, and this was my wrap up, I'll let you get your shit off too. My advice to this young lady is let your sister get her stuff off and just say, hey, look, I love you to death. We're family. But if you can't learn to, like, you know, respect the people that are around me, I can't let you come around no more.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? There's a balance. I'm sure you can find some people. Go to a college campus. You've been on a college campus.
They get nuts.
You know, every now and then that dude comes
in the free speech area,
and he's like, all the fags, all y'all fornicators, and you young people that are having fun, all y'all burning.
And fornicators is crazy.
And then there's always
the fornicators.
Hey, we can't make that the title of the episode.
No, I'm thinking about it. It's got to read.
I saw you. I saw
yeah,
the
you
wheels.
See the fornicators.
But you know,
no, I'm not gonna say the fags. There's no way I'm saying that.
But you know,
and I hate that word, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, we're better than that.
No, no, no.
But I had to say you, it because no, it's on the sign.
I have to say that we hate it too, though.
And you know that there's always going to be a small group around it, and there's always going to be a few of them that are just going to go hard at the Jesus dude.
Mm.
Arguing with him about everything,
and it'd be that dude that'd be out there sweating,
right? But I'm saying there's people that'll have these arguments with you like all day. You can find that small group of people, yeah. And you get to talk shit and
talk to
contradict
them.
Each other and point shit out all day every day. But most people, especially at like a family gathering, like they ain't trying to hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm not here for a religious experiment.
And so yeah, like I love that religion does so much positive for you in your life.
Yes,
but don't make people that I bring you around uncomfortable, because it's like rehab. If you don't go for yourself, it's not gonna work.
Mm. It's like therapy too. Like you have
but
to be in a, you
gotta
be in a place
to go
to
rehab.
It.
If you're forced to go to therapy, you're not gonna receive it the same way, and it's not gonna do its job.
Right? No, I'm there with you.
You gotta hit that rock bottom. I'm sorry that you got in this deadly car crash and almost died, and you see the light. I ain't crashed my car yet.
I'm still trucking.
So I need to go out and fornicate a little bit more.
That's not what I'm on, but I'm still, but I'll let you get that one off. Lord's still watching.
So we missed a couple weeks, or we missed last week.
So I had
was
a family
outside.
Member with Corona. I'm going to be honest.
And I was outside. I was dead.
Yeah.
I got reintroduced.
We was gonna be in here real different. I was gonna be like, yo, we got to wear a mask. It's gonna sound nasty, muffled, and whatever. But you know, I don't know if I ever, if I'm gonna have any symptoms or not. Which I was lucky I didn't. But I, you know, been in close proximity of this person.
Yeah.
So would you have going on over the weekend that rendered you incapable?
My man Debo's getting married, so we had a little there bachelor
Shout
weekend.
Out to Debo, man.
And so
I thought he got married already.
Nah, he get married first week of August. So we did the bathroom thing, and some shit laid out because they were trying to do one day here, one day in L.A., and I was like, ugh.
Did you go to L.A.?
No. Oh. Last minute, like, hey, it make more sense to...
Just stay here.
Stay here, and I was like, yes, it do. Thank Jesus.
Financially.
And that was before, I think it was like right before they... And then they announced like the whole indoor mask thing, so we weren't going to go up there anyway. But we just had a one Airbnb... near PB on Friday. Got off and
who chose that?
Jonathan's the best man, so he was running the whole show, and he's retired.
Y'all too
now.
Old for PB. I'm gonna be real with you.
No. Yeah.
Come on.
We went to Shore Club.
That you still too over that too.
I had a great time.
I'm sure you. No. I'm not saying you're not having a great time.
I know I'm too old because I got in without my ID.
I'm saying for sure, club. But then again, downtown's kind of played out. You don't want to get dressed and all that other stuff, too.
No, yeah, and that was the thing. It was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot, and I was like, yo, I called him. I was like, yo, I'm about to finish work. I'm packing up. What do you, like, you didn't really, like, do I need some jeans? He's like, just in case we go to dinner, bring you some jeans. But I got shorts, and, like, we chill. I was like, sounds like my kind of weekend. We went out on Friday. We was at Shore Club for a minute, too. Like, the sun was out. And then all of a sudden, like
it was dark.
It was like almost closing time.
That's the best time to go, though.
I try to tell people it was a great time.
Most underrated time of all time is like going to happy hour on a Friday when the sun is up and staying there until 11 or 12 o'clock at night.
We got to the Airbnb. We pulled up. We said we pre-gamed a little bit, you know, for the people that were going to stay there. And then we left. We pulled up. I ain't been outside in so long. My ID was. On the table at home at the Airbnb, but we was with the right people. We got in. I was like, all right, whatever. You know, it was a what did the kids say? It was a movie. So much that one of our patrons, who you don't know, when everyone was like I got home. I went home a little earlier than
it was at this moment that he knew.
No, yeah,
he fucked up.
He was like, yo, I woke up because he didn't come. He didn't get back to the Airbnb. He met up with us the next day, and he's like, yo, I woke up in my old apartment that I don't live in anymore, in my drawers.
Who lives there now?
He don't know because nobody was home. Now, we got down to it had to be just like a good patron who just like let him in. And because he woke up with a Gatorade, he said a whole loaf of bread and some other shit on the nightstand.
Oh, that's old school hangover cure.
And he was in his, like a bed. The house was empty and it was his old apartment because I guess whoever he called to go drop him off thought he still lived there.
And he probably in his mind.
And he was gone because I'm pretty sure that there was a lot of color switching with the liquors that night. And I was, you know how that can get.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yo, you could have like that could have went way different.
Oh, for sure.
It's an interesting story, but like, damn, like you got to chill out. And
black dude.
Blackish.
Yeah. Nah, ish still gets you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that too.
Ish will get you messed up.
And it's in a very affluent neighborhood.
Yeah, anywhere PB is not safe.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where he lived, where he was dropped off.
Oh, but
the
no
apartment
longer PB.
Was in Poway.
Oh, yeah. It's still the same thing.
They're doing
Blue Lives Matter rallies in PB
but
and Poway.
At the
Poway.
Same time, if you get dropped off in a few pockets around here... And they just leave. They didn't check if you got in the house. It might not go that way. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I'm not saying that it's safe here either. Please believe that.
No, it wasn't a safe situation at all.
Yeah.
He just got really lucky, and it was like, damn, your old apartment, and you woke up.
Where does he live now? In Poway still?
Ramona.
Okay, he's semi-close to his house. So
you
don't want to be like in Poway, and it's like, yo, I live in Chula Vista now. It's like, man, that's a long way all the way back.
So the next day, we were trying to find something to eat. I forgot where we stopped off. It was super trash. And then we just, you know, we posted up there. We had like a, I guess at that time it was like a brunch thing, but nobody was really eating. We had a drink and we were talking shit. We were doing some guy shit. And then we ran into a pack of like the bird scooters. And I rode the first bird scooter, and that shit is fun.
You had to download the app?
Yeah.
Man, you're always, I tell you, you'd be so behind on the timeline.
Nah, but I'm talking about. Yeah, I know what you're
saying. The gram, and I'm talking about life timelines. Like,
well, I'm like 32 years behind on the gram.
Yeah, because like today we saw a bird scooter and was like, yo, that shit dangerous, but I've ridden them like plenty of times.
I've only ridden once. And he was like, oh, because where we were at, we were like a couple miles from Belmont.
Right.
And he's like, oh, let's. Like, fuck a Uber, let's just do this.
That is the smarter move.
And we rolled through the alleys, like, you know, it was like, I was like, oh, these things can really move.
The biggest wish is that I wish that she can ride it, because there's been plenty of times.
And that's what everybody said. Everybody's like, yo, this would be kind of a fun date, but we don't trust none of our women to do this
shit. She don't trust herself. Like, when I ask her, she'll tell me, no, I'm not doing it. I said, bro, you can ride on it with me. I'll just one foot it.
Ride over there? Yeah, you can do shit like that. I was just over there like, man, they got to pass this infrastructure bill. Pothole after pothole. This, and that. And then we pulled up to Belmont. We went to, what's that shit called? Cannonball, the little bar up top.
I never been there. Is it nice?
It's whatever. Yeah, we just pulled up. We pulled up for it because we had like a 4-hour window to kill before the next Airbnb would let us in. And so we went there. We ate. We went to Cannonball, got one more drink. And then we decided, oh, why are we going to go? Like, why go to a steak dinner? He's like, we can go to this meat market. We can grab some real, like, not Von's meats, like some good meat. And then because we saw what the other Airbnb looked like. This is like a La Jolla mansion.
Yeah.
And he's like, we just get it popping with that. I was like, man, everything's laying right.
They usually come up with like pots and pans in the Airbnb.
No, yeah. But I was like, this is perfect. You're telling me I ain't got to go out again? We can just post up, watch the game? So we rode the scooters back, got to La Jolla. And we were like, yeah, oh, yeah, we ain't going out. We staying here. Like, let's just, whoever's around, let's get them in here. And yeah, we watched the game. We posted up. Played a couple games, cooked the meat. It was crazy, but it was like, you know, it was chill. And I was like, Debo has, because if you know Debo long enough, like, this isn't his type of weekend. He's now evolved into this person where this is cool.
Well, you have to,
because he's trying to go out, shake his tail feather, you know.
I don't think he is.
No, I'm saying that's anybody who knows him long enough, like, oh, this is what he's trying to do.
Kids,
he's trying
to be outside. Kids will neutralize you, right?
No, he's been evolving before that.
No, that's but even the thought of having kids and like settling down will neutralize a man.
Yeah.
Your neutralization, right, happened way earlier than us, right?
Yeah, because I've been 45 for a long time.
Yeah, but you've been like in a very, you know, committed relationship, like on this path longer than most people too. So yeah. That like your evolution starter, for women that don't understand how men are, for the most part, it's like, yo, give me a reason to stay home. And once you give me a reason to stay home, I'll be home and I'll just complain about being at home.
Not necessarily. No, it is. I'd be home anyway.
No. Yes, but you were way more easier to influence when y'all wasn't living together.
Oh, yeah.
To get you to go out and do shit.
Yeah, because I got
to
go back home.
Yeah, exactly. You get what I'm saying now? For men, it's like, yo, give me a reason to settle down. And so that when I look at it, like when I'm looking at your story, I'm looking at mine, I'm looking at Debo's, I'm looking at any other man, Jonathan too, like, yo, like, after a while, like, there are times, like, I'll be out and I'm like, damn, like, as much as my family may get on my nerves in the moment, I'll be like, I kind of miss them right now. You know what I mean?
I don't even dress myself no more. You gotta say, like, when I left, I'm around the house, but when I'm going out, I'm like, all right, what you want me to wear? Even if she's not going to go with me.
Well, you get used to it, yeah.
She laid out like 13 different outfits for the thing. I was like, all right, let me just, because now I got to hang all this shit back.
Right.
But then, yeah, man, it's been like action packed. After that, another 50, 60 hour work week. On top of that, G started kindergarten.
Amen.
And, yeah, that was a...
Shout out to G starting kindergarten.
I saw this meme of like all these parents, like they get excited when their kids start in school, like thank God they're back in school. But all the kindergarten parents like post up and try to be in the class and like looking through the windows, because it was a very, very emotional moment for her. She I think in her mind.
Why did my man say that as if like it wasn't an emotional moment for him either?
No, it was, but I wasn't acting like what these parents were doing. These parents were like, and I get it. But it's not like we gotta, like, oh, we gotta, we're back in the car. Like, I literally can run. If I sprinted over there, it's like a 100-meter dash. I'll be there in 11 seconds.
Yeah, but, I mean, for most people to not have eyes on their kid for 5 or 6 hours.
No, I get that, but
with a trusted person?
The game has changed.
What do you mean?
Like, if we were in school and, like, some shit was popping off, nobody would ever know. It'd be your word against the teacher's word, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got pictures. They got videos. They got...
What do you mean videos?
They got fucking the app that, like, shows you what's going on all day, or giving you updates and shit like that. I'm not saying shit can't happen.
You want to go to the emotional aspect. You want some new shit now that I want to know about that more so than anything. What are you talking about? They got cameras and stuff in the school.
Like, they have apps, and they'll take pictures throughout the day. Like, this is what your kid's doing. This is what they're eating. This is what's going on.
That sounds like an extreme waste of time.
It does. Like,
if my tax money is, you know, paying for my kid to be here, this 5 minutes you taking to take a photo of them, fuck all that. Like look, you already got me, man. I'm already cussing my damn
self. My property tax over there is high enough. You better be able to afford somebody to do some shit like that's what our generation of parents requires. Cause we don't trust. We had this conversation like almost a year ago, how our parents just let us roam free around the world, just being when the street light on, and we don't want our kids to go outside without eyes on them because we scared of what might happen.
That's shitty because I feel very self-sufficient.
Yeah, but
based off of that, I swear to God, the world was way worse then because we didn't know, like the 60s, man, that's probably the best time to be a serial killer. They didn't even know you was a serial killer at that time. You know what I mean? Like, now I feel like, yo, there are too many safeguards. And there's too many people watching for us to be sitting up here like, yo, we got to know what's going on every single time. Security cameras different, like at your house or something.
I don't know if it's not like a live feed, but they definitely have, there's an app you go into where you can communicate with the teacher.
Like,
they
like
share the pictures.
In class.
I don't know how often they respond in class. I don't, that's like school and like medical and like doctors, like that's her.
Okay, there we
go. She kind of does
the way
that.
You making it sound like it's like, yo, they could like just interrupt class and be like, yo, what is Timmy doing today?
No, I don't think they do that. They'll give them updates like a couple times a day, like this was going on. But we found out because G would come home like, I'm hungry, like you're not eating. And I think it's all schools now that when they pass it, where it's going to be free breakfast and lunch like this whole school year. Like, that wasn't a thing when we were growing up.
Is that for all kids?
I think it's for all kids.
Oh, that's crazy.
And
California got money.
We had a little budget to do that. Hey, they took 10% of my shit for a year. It's going to better go somewhere.
For them to be able to do that, that's actually, they got some money.
And, so I'm like, oh, what's popping? Like, we ain't even got to, like, send him to school with lunch and shit like that. She's like, well, she still pack his shit. Because, you know, because we set in that culture, he got a embroidery stitched custom backpack.
Come on, man, this is crazy.
He got the Lightning McQueen lunchbox.
This is nuts.
Like, I laid out his first, like, I didn't lay it out, but
dog,
like,
I had a lunchbox. She just didn't make my lunch all the time.
Like laying out your first day of school clothes. Like, he got like 10 different fits that can be first day or first day worthy.
You posted like alter between your old clothes and your new clothes.
She was about to put him in his shoot on a, I was like, nah, yeah, don't do it on a Friday. This is a Monday fit when everybody
had the same nerve to tell me, like, yo, look, I'm about to go buy him some more shoes. He got shoes.
Hey, you preaching the
matter
choir
of fact,
right now.
He got shoes that he ain't even wore yet because said it was the pandemic and they're too big. So why are we going to buy him shoes next month? Yo, like, you're right. So I am part of that.
Because you know they ain't going to care about him. And just let him run that one pair down because he's going to do it fast and then buy another one.
Oh, first day.
And then, man, why they make so many kids' shoes in white? Like, for what? That should be crazy.
They do be cheaper, though.
But, I still got life.
We can sprinkle life in.
I feel like you say that all the time, and I never sprinkle it in after I get done with the initial part. I don't be forgetting that.
Yeah,
I can't jump rope into it. Like,
we can stay for 3 hours if you can stay for 3 hours. That's what
is. No, it's a milestone. It's something that we, oh, shit, he's in school now. But I'm trying to get him prepared to grow up a little bit, and she, in her mind, I think she wants him to stay who he is right now.
That's what it is. We don't live in a time where you can sit here and wait on kids to like enjoy like being a kid. I might sound nuts saying that, but it's the truth. Because I know so many grown people that probably had a lot of shit given to them earlier on or just had very like lax parents on things and they ain't scratching on shit in their 30s.
Yeah, but you know, I think they have a balance. They are definitely enjoying being kids.
Which
sometimes
is great.
A little too much.
Well, you can enjoy being a kid By just being outside. Like, I feel like...
because there's that example. I keep cutting you off. I'm noticing you're good. That. But, you know, like, you get all these gifts. They open all these Christmas presents. And then when they're super young, they like fucking with the box more than the actual toy.
Right.
And, yeah, just being there around them and playing with them and just giving them the time and just letting them be outside, that's all they really care about.
Yeah.
Because now, once you introduce the other stuff, thinking you're doing more, now it's like, you know, I know you had, like, the tablet problem.
Yeah.
I've never had more TVs in my life, and I still cannot find a TV to watch anything myself on. Because they just scatter across the house. This is my TV. And because my YouTube algorithms are all types of fucked up. My Netflix algorithms, all types of fucked up.
Nothing you can do about that.
And it's like, dang, man. And then when you take it from, like, yo, you've been watching this all day. Me and mom need to watch this really quick. And they just fucking shit a brick.
But see, that's the difference between me and you. Because I let them do it.
You let them what?
Yo, you can do this all day long in public.
Oh,
no. But see, here's the thing, though. Because I tell her, hey, leave him alone. He got to learn how to deal with hurt. But that's true, because T-ball, what it is,
they're not dealing with hurt.
Yeah, they're not learning how to deal with pain. And then that's when you start getting these kids that be out here acting wild and stuff like that, hurting each other. It's like, yo, you got to learn how to take L's. Like, you're going to take L's in life. Tom Brady may be a winner, right? We were just talking about him. He may be the most winningest quarterback ever, but he had to take some L's. You know what I mean?
Hey, Michael Jordan said, I missed way more shots than I've ever made. No one remembers the misses.
And I'm sure Floyd Mayweather's gotten hurt in training camp a few times by somebody that popped him good. You just never seen it through the film. So it's like, you have to take L's. And Floyd has lost prior to that in the Olympics. You know what I mean? So you got to learn how to lose.
Yeah.
So that you can enjoy winning and being on top and, like, getting the things that you want. You got to learn how to go without some shit.
Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain.
Joy!
Sunshine wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for rain.
All right, man, let's get into some random shit to fill in time, even though we got some time.
We've been doing nothing but that.
I don't want to do that. We're going to do shit you wasn't outside for. First social media. TV.
Social media.
So this is where I got this from. This is actually from 3 weeks ago. So did you know that you can participate through your TV, like, in the 70s and, like, the 60s? Like, people... we're able to be social, like, with other people in the world. There was a TV that they had where you can vote on things. So yeah. You got me on to watching the Nickelodeon. That's how long ago I wrote that down. So you got me on to watching the origins of Nickelodeon. And then that got me into...
oh, that Hulu joint?
Yes, the Hulu one. Yeah. And then remember they were voting on the television and stuff that? Yeah. And so, you know, like, the way that the world is, like, you know, this is shit I wasn't even outside for. I just didn't know. My mom never brought it up. But it was for people that actually had money. Like, how affordable the TV is now to see, like, that was only something that people with money could afford at that time, which they could participate. And that's how they would count viewership and stuff like that and the numbers. Right. To me, I thought that was just nuts, though.
Yeah, man. The TV done came. How much they cost now versus, like, what them fatbacks was going for back in the day?
So you remember how much the first flat screens was going for?
That's what I'm saying. You look at our TVs now, like, oh, man, this was, like, back in 1997. This would be, like, a $10,000 TV. But as technology improves, price comes down.
Exactly. Or it's cheaper to manufacture it, too, so now I can lay it down.
Yeah, one day when I, you know, get my life together, these solar panels are going to be about $10 a pop, and I'm just going to plop them right on, ready to go.
Man, you probably just get them at Amazon real quick and just, you know, like, connect it to the circuit. I'm sure they thinking, Elon Musk thinking about something like that right now, man.
Of course.
You got encyclopedias on here.
Yeah, we were having that conversation with some people around the house, and I don't remember why we were talking, but I was like, man, you go in there, and because she was talking about, who was I talking, told me that they used to... there used to be encyclopedia salesmen that go door to door.
Oh, that's
crazy. And that's
crazy.
How they ended up in the house. I'm only thinking, like, oh, you probably just stole it from a library or some shit.
Wait, explain this to me again.
Like, you know how they'll come to the house, push vacuums, pushing whatever they pushing?
Yeah.
There was an encyclopedia salesman.
And people would really buy those.
I mean, that's how they had to end up at the house. I don't think you, like, getting that, like, all...
Look,
all
fam, I'm about to sound real crazy right now, but I'm going to get my shit off.
Yeah.
What's an encyclopedia again?
Okay.
It's been a minute.
That's why we do this.
It's been a minute.
It is the original. It's Google on paper. So you'll have your volume. It'll be like letter A through C or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you want to look something up. And it's like, you know how you look up words in the dictionary where they go in alphabetical order?
Well, right, right.
You go into the A, you know, and you find what you're looking for, and it tells you about it. It's like a big Wikipedia on paper.
I guess if that's all you had at that time, because by the time I got into school and was actually needing to figure what shit was, Google had like...
Yeah, yeah. But we... Shit, I was doing search engines were on the rise. Shit in elementary school.
No, I did a few times. Not a whole bunch,
but it's like, yeah. But
I've seen the books. I've seen the catalog. Yeah, never need to crack it open because phones got better.
Right.
The way we got information was better.
When we were talking about it, the joke was like, damn, like, they got all these books, but never the letter I'm looking for.
Mm.
It's always like missing.
When you go to like the library or something. It's always
checked out or something. Or, you know, if you have someone's house, they spill coffee all over it and they ain't, you know. Because I don't know if you can replace just one of them.
Shit, I wonder how much the whole joint was.
That's a good question.
Like if you was getting, you would probably get encyclopedias off for $200 back then.
Yeah, because it's a lot of books.
The whole set. A lot of paper. You could probably get it for $200. Shit, the work. Whoever did it, like Britannica or whoever, you know, whoever, like, see, I can remember that. I just never, you know, like, whoever did it or whatever, like, bro, like, I know that costs a lot of money and resources.
I'm not even sure, like, if there was I'm sure there was more than one author. I'm not sure who was, like, the sponsor or, you know, who was getting paid off that, but shout out to them.
All right, let's get this one off real quick. Can you remember all the skate brands?
Ooh, nah. I remember when I was skating.
No, shit. All right, we're going to get in our bag because I didn't know that. Well, no. Yeah, just not the skateboards, but like even the clothing and the shoes.
Oh, yeah. So we got like, so when I was skating, my favorite shoes were Osiris.
Those are big.
They was like swollen feet. My skateboard, my deck was a birdhouse.
Tony Hawk.
My trucks was like Lucky Green. I think the big brands at the time, like people weren't like maybe like Thrasher, Vans has stood the test of time. DC. Oh yeah, DC was
Etnies.
DC was cool. Etnie, Hurley. I don't know if you count Oakley because they mostly just
World Industries. I didn't even think of none of these. I'm going off the top of my head with you right now.
What was that store used to go like Hangar 94? They had all the shit up there.
There's one in La Mesa
one in Rancho.
Yeah. Shit. You got DC Osiris, Etnies,
Fireball.
I don't remember those.
I think it was Fireball.
That's new. Tony Hawk had his own shoe, I think, for a little bit.
Tony Hawk was sponsored by DC or Birdhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Tony Hawk Pro Skaters, where I learned who was sponsored by who was doing what, and there's got to be a ton more that I'm forgetting.
This is what I'm getting. I know it's bothering me right now because back then I would call it like right then, you know, like that was a time when I would go outside at like 10 o'clock in the summertime, and I'm just getting in at 6 o'clock right now.
Yeah.
And all I did was jump on a curb for 4 hours, or try to.
Yeah, it's a very
that tried to it fucked you up a little bit. He wanted to say a joke.
It's a very tedious sport.
It is, but and as a kid, like I, my focus for 4 hours, was jumping on the curb and making sure it was waxed up. You remember we used to go around still. I used to go around
stealing candle wax, rubbing it on the curb. Rubbing it on then they started putting those little metal things at the park to where you could grind on them.
Man, the world could just slowly get smarter and smarter each time too, man.
Or they would do that before the little soap shoes came out. People would candle the bottom of their shoe and they would like just do their shoe slide.
So let me ask you this.
You want to hear about my skating experience?
Yes, but I want to ask you about your son's skating experience or lack thereof, right? So you're telling me that from like 10 to 2, there's not an age, right? 10 to 2, like 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's not an age where she would let him just be gone skateboarding in the neighborhood that is relatively safe?
I think there's an age for it. I think... Yeah. I think once he gets into that teenage thing, she's going to realize that like, he's going to be outside. He's going to have most likely, you know, he just started school. All these kids live like within the... 1 mile of you, mm-hmm. you're gonna have friends. Y'all gonna be outside. Right. Hopefully that y'all ain't just inside texting each other all day.
Trash.
Because I'm gonna kick you out the house and make you go skate around or whatever. And yeah, he gonna be one of them, one of the neighborhood hoodlums.
Yeah, man, I just thought about, because I was just like, yo, skating was a whole culture for us that, like, just took up my day Monday through. It was like golf, like, right now for me. Like,
yeah, it was like 98, 99. Maybe it had something to do with the video game, but, like, it took over and it became, like, a big, because obviously it was around before then. And
the
It had its culture, and then, like, pop culture got introduced, because, like, they got me to put the basketball down for like a year and a half.
Just skateboarding, huh?
And like the whole neighborhood was skating.
Yeah.
We still did other shit because we were out all day long. So right. We had time to do everything. But skating was like the primary thing we were doing. And I'd go off into different school people. That was, oh, y'all skate. I'm going to meet up with y'all here. Behind the Ralphs was a big thing.
Mm.
If you understand what that means.
Clearly says no skateboarding over there. Yeah, bicycles or rollerblades.
And that was because of me and my hood rat friends. And we were like doing like hood rat shit, but you would skate everywhere. Candle wax in your pocket. Got the big cargo pants that you can zip down and then they turn into shorts. And then when I like
efficiency, you can even wear those now and get that off.
There was a certain point
in
my life.
No woman is talking to you of substance.
There was a certain point in my life. I just looked and I was like, yo, what the fuck am I doing? I need to go play basketball again. Like this ain't this. Cause I was really close to getting sponsored by a local skate shop. I wasn't the greatest at all the tricks, but I had a little arsenal of stuff I can do.
Right.
And like, it was a good time. But I did notice, like, the different groups of people I was around.
Yeah, you start hanging around by
people
again.
They were doing shit where I was like, man, this ain't me.
But a lot of us that live here didn't all go to the same schools,
too.
That's the problem.
Everybody that I was around and I grew up with that I considered, like, the core people, we all went to different high schools. And that's why between, like, 1 degree of separation, we can probably name every single everybody in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And it made a really diverse thing. But yeah, there was a point where I was like, all right, I ain't skating no more. I know who I am. And I dropped it. And then as an adult, you know, like 5-6 years passed, not all the way grown, but I was like, you know, I get on a board like, oh, I remember this.
Yeah.
Balance is totally different.
Trash.
Totally gone. I started looking at these little 2-stair steps like, yo, I used to do that. This shit looks terrifying. Yeah, jumping off a curb, I don't think that'll ever scare me. But just even to add that extra step
is like yo, it's a big
and
drop.
You know, I'm not a nerd, so we ain't out here fully padded up.
Yeah.
I didn't even wear a helmet. I was just out here.
Just moving.
Looking at Goody Street, like what the fuck was I thinking?
That's a lot of effort to Ollie. For me now, like I'm
but I'm saying like just rolling down Goody Street.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
That sounds fucking stupid.
No, I'm adding to your point. I'm saying there's a lot of shit that I just won't do. Like, even when I ride my bike now, you won't catch me on a BMX. I need gears.
Yeah, all of them. All of them. Like,
I'm taking
that.
It all the way to the lowest gear. I want to get this the easiest pedal going up this hill right now. As a kid, I used to pedal up them like these big-ass hills with a BMX bike. I'm like, yo, this is nuts. I'm not doing this shit no more, man. There's no way in hell. Like, I'm good. All right, let's see what else we got on this list real quick. Rolly backpacks. Oh, we're in the theme right now. Did I put this down or you did?
That was me.
I was talking to someone. I was talking to my fiance about this, man. Yo, roller backpacks, man. It's not the backpacks.
It's the people.
It's the people.
Shout out to Holy Roller, man. So, I know you're not a listener, but if you are.
The roller backpacks, I feel like we had this on the list previously before, and it's okay. We could double down on it. It's not like y'all heard it in a minute.
Oh, we did this already?
Probably. Bro, we got 50-something episodes. That means like over 200 things that shit you wasn't outside for. So with that being said, though, like the roller backpack, it's not the backpack itself. It's the culture.
It's like, all right.
Can you spot the roller backpack person? Is the guy that told on you for having one?
I know who it is.
Yo.
But you remember you used to trip him up?
Yeah, we definitely talked about this. I remember you saying this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they used to do the SCPA to the kids and stuff like that.
Am I getting to that point? Nah, I wouldn't say I was participating.
See,
like that.
All right, it's cool. Hey,
I'm switching my story.
Some people might have said, "Look, we got some binge listeners now."
Yeah, I might have did it once or twice. Yeah, but I wasn't on that type of time.
It was 20 years ago.
But
right.
It was like, yeah, Nah, man, because
trying to repent.
Nah, but see, but we go, if we go to Juneteenth at the beach every year, I'll be running into people
that used to flip that shit.
But they're not the ones that are going to the beach.
They're telling on people. Yeah, exactly.
They're the ones talking about they drinking. Y'all just gonna sit? You just gonna sit there and let them drink? Man. Police came through.
Hey, not even close to the beach.
That ain't the recycling.
No, they're Spring Valley reporting you at the Juneteenth.
They're the ones that are, you know, you drive down Spring Valley by the park.
See, look, we even had to talk about rolling. I know. Now we talk about the culture.
And you
of that
know,
person.
They was across the street by the old Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And now they fence it up so they can't post up there.
That's
no
crazy.
More. It was a Rolly backpack, dude.
Oh, for sure, easily called the police.
That's fucked up, man.
Hell, yo, when you start seeing the ecosystems grow, the roller backpack dude calls the jock, who's the police, to come help save out for the people that was having the most fun in high school, which is the well, you see the ecosystem go crazy.
It was to the point I didn't even like I don't even like that rolling baggage and baggage claim. I was like, nah, this ain't me. I'll pick it up.
I'll fuck with the roller bag.
Oh yeah, now you do. I'm saying, like, but it's different because you do it at the airport.
Oh, as a kid, yeah, that and my shoulders be hurting, like, just carrying the shit. Like, my body's just built differently now. You know what I mean? Like, I got to gingerly. Like, I was waiting for my back to tighten up in this chair today, but I'm getting better though.
But
so.
Backpacks went through different stages. Like, when I feel like when you're young,
what's the cool backpack?
They got
now?
All the slack. Them shits is all the way down your shoulders, past your ass. And then there was a point in time where you zipped it all the way up, so it was super tight fitting. And it was like here.
No, I think they're still on that way.
Were you a two shoulder guy, a one shoulder guy?
Oh, you remember they did have one strap backpacks.
You got one where you put over the diagonal joint.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
What I'm saying. That was
you
the
got
one.
The people that no backpack, just a binder.
Just a binder.
The zip up joints or the folder.
That's nasty.
And you got the person who the overachiever who got the backpack and the binder.
Just the binder was.
How much fucking paper? Right,
look, my dad said we was being racist when we was talking earlier. But which people? Which group of people had the binder?
We didn't talk about it, and I still gave you all the answers you were looking
right,
for.
Right, because I tried telling them this, man, and it's not like there, it's a culture or two. Fuck it, let's talk about it.
There's a thin line between racism and observation.
And based on facts.
Right, it's observation.
Oh, yeah, but like factual observations.
They drive that car.
So what I told my dad was, because we were driving by the neighborhood, we were on our way to the kids' museum, and what I told him was, I was telling this joke that this Vietnamese man had made at my job about Filipinos, right? Now, they got a whole battle, like how we have like light-skinned, dark-skinned battle, Vietnamese, Filipinos, Laotians, they got their own beefs, and they be talking shit about each other. I'm not going to tell you what he said, because I'm not trying to like start any fires. But what I told my dad, based off of the generalization that he had brought up, I said, listen, you know, and we had drove by a house where they had a bunch of Toyotas, 4Runners, the MPV was out there, the van. I said, yo, that's typically the car that they drive. My dad started busting up laughing. Maybe it was the way how I said it, because I didn't say it in this same tone. But he was like, yo, that's racist. And I said, no, that's not racist. That's an observation that I've seen over time living in a predominantly Filipino neighborhood.
Especially that section. Yeah,
yeah, that whole area right there, that little strip, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'll say, yo, like, we've seen these cars over time, and I've always wondered, one, where are they getting the car parts at for this vehicle? Because these MPVs are from the 90s.
Yeah, they're all the same year.
Yeah, the Toyota. Yeah.
And they still going.
And they go.
But you just got this car. Where you get it from?
And it'd be the burgundy, a dark green. You said white. White is another one that you see.
Yeah, but it's that dirty white.
Yeah,
it's from the 90s.
It's been through
you
some time.
You just can't spit shine it no more.
And that's why I was trying to tell my dad. I said, listen, and that could be shit you wasn't outside for. It's like no, because that Filipino generation is different from their kids. You know what I mean? Like, their kids, you know, they're not first generation, or they're second generation. You know, they're not first generation, you know, being here and stuff like that. They fully integrated.
But that's what I'm saying. Just to be fair, we can go across all different types of people and point out a car or something. There's a certain type of lady that I know that is going to drive this used Altima. There's a certain type of lady that's going to drive the OG. What's the car I'm thinking of?
The Sentra is another one. That one Sentra. You seen the one?
Man.
The Sentra, the new thinking? Corolla is the new new car for a group of people too. That I'm not gonna say a bone here, but
what I told to your dad was,
oh, black brothers like Dodge Challengers. Come on, man, am I lying? Like, if I'm gonna get my shit off about my Filipino people, Dodge Challengers
who's
and Chargers, black
in
people
in the old school caddy.
Black people. Well, older black dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Because my grandpa, he drives the Cadillac, or he used to drive the old Cadillac. Then he bought the CTS because he was like, oh, well, you know, since they upgraded, I'll upgrade a little bit. But he was faithful to Cadillac.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Damn.
What did Cedric the Entertainer say on a barbershop?
Escalades was another one. That was probably around
that's
the time.
Cadillac.
Yeah, that's Cadillac.
He said, ma'am, reparations ain't going to do nothing but make Cadillac the number one car dealership in the world.
Back then, at that time, yeah. Ain't nobody buying no damn Cadillac now. Everybody's getting budget cars and all that other shit, man. All right, man, that's enough for shit you wasn't outside for. I think we got time for one more segment and we'll get the hell up out of here. All right, man, let's do some random shit in the middle of this then. I got some stuff I wanted. Have you had an existential crisis?
Existential crisis?
Yeah. I went down this rabbit hole in regards to this, but do you know what it is?
Give me an example.
Okay, let me give you
that. Sound. Oh yeah, I'm not in my SAT bag today.
I gotta make sure I spell it right.
I'm still.
All right. An existential crisis refers to feelings of unease about meaning, choice, and freedom of life. Right. So what is an example of one?
Oh, like you
other
just...
examples of situations in which a person might experience an existential crisis include losing faith in a religious tradition that has guided all your decisions and given you meaning, losing a loved one, parent around you or a loved one or parent or spouse or child around whom you have built your existence, failing at a career in which you had, you know, put your all into. Have you had like an existential crisis moment?
I think I got pretty close to that when Kobe died.
Because
It's like, yo, he been around the whole time.
That's what you've been used to.
Yeah. I think I had a small one when I found out wrestling was fake. as a youngin. But nah, I don't know if...
Nothing's ever threatened like your viewpoint of the world or caused you the question?
Oh. I mean, yeah, but I don't know if I don't know if it's gone as far as crisis.
Right. Or been on the verge of one. That's a better word. And so, like for me, like I was, there's been some moments I would say in life, and I think I guess I can name a time period in college, maybe like my third or fourth year, where I just like,
and college will do that too.
Yeah, I started learning way more shit than I was learning in like, you know, high school and everything. Working, making my own money, making my own budget. And that was nerve-wracking because I was like, damn, this is a lot of responsibility, like being your own person. And so many people were probably sitting here listening like, ah, he sounds whack, but y'all not doing it right now still. You know what I mean? So it's like that was a tough period for me because then I started learning more about how the world was. I started learning more about how people are, which they're unpredictable in nature. That's the easiest way that I can look at it. I sound like I'm going through an existential crisis right now. But I just started questioning things. What came as a result of me like going through that like little time period was me becoming way more impartial in life.
Mm.
Like I don't see things black and white anymore. Like there was a time where it was like things have to go in sequential order for things to happen.
Yeah.
And now I've learned that your path can be anywhere. And that fucks me up sometimes. You know what I mean? Like especially like on nights where I'm just like at home thinking.
Yeah, then that was what I was trying to argue. Well, that's not what we're talking about. When I was telling Q the other day, like, you can get to the same answer using different math.
Mm-hmm.
2 + 2 and 3 + 1 are the same thing.
Right.
But they're just two different ways to get there.
Of getting there. And so I guess the question is that where are we going to? You know what I mean? And I guess more than anything, like, I've asked myself this question just, like, you know, in blank thoughts, like, happiness, right? But happiness is subjective. So it's like, whatever your happiness is. And that's why I tell people all the time, like, yo, I'm telling you this because I believe in it. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing. Like, yo, like, whatever I believe in, my own happiness, my own thought process about things, I take pride in that portion of it.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like, all right. Because there's going to be a certain point in time. Well, actually, not for everybody. Sometimes they find out right when it's too late.
When is that time for you, though? That's my question.
No, what I'm saying, when you realize you got to enjoy the journey.
That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Because you've never been, there have been times where you can have oversight, and I'm talking about you specifically, right? You can have oversight about a situation and knowledge about what happened, But actually, like, appreciating it and kind of creating your own, where did that change come in for you? I wasn't here to witness it.
It's still a change. Yeah. It's a constant battle. Mm. There's a lot of times where I'm like, all right, you know what? It's all about the future, like, all the time. And I'm not, you know what I mean? So I'm mindful of it. And sometimes I just, like, you know, not thinking. And I'm not mindful anymore. And maybe I'll get to that where I'm like, all right, I've been grinding, not thinking about this and that. But then I think I found a balance where it's like, all right, someone has to be responsible here. Let me do this.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes she'll get in these little spurts and I always mention it. She's like, all right, I'm a chill. I'm like, hey, I never tell you no.
Right.
Because I know you're not like super crazy all the time with it. But just know, like, yeah, I might give you a side eye. But that's also me, like, all right, being in the moment, like, all right. If we do this long marathon sprint and we just try to get there, and then we get there and we're like, dang, we missed out on all this time. And it's towards like you being okay with getting there a little bit later.
Mm.
And like I said, it's still a constant battle sometimes, just because of how my mind works. But I think it's ever evolving. Like, it doesn't just like, oh, you change, this is who you are now, at least for me.
Right.
It's going to be constantly adapting to the times and being present while being responsible. And I think it's tougher to do just where we're at because we're in a high cost of living place.
Right.
And we don't plan on leaving, at least I don't.
Mm.
And, you know, lifestyle creep. We got two people who are used to not having anything and everything they wanted coming up, who appreciate the value of things, the value of a dollar, the value of whatever. And so sometimes if you're not thinking about stuff like that, you're going to go get you something like, oh, I did this. And you count that as a small win. You know, rappers wearing their chains and doing this, they look at it as these are W's for me because I could never have this growing up. I'm coming from a certain type of life. So this for me means I made it.
Right.
Now, I was young enough at the time to realize, okay, I don't need to do that. But at the same time, you know, she's been buying the whole family shoes, going on this crazy shoe buying spree, and didn't buy nothing for herself. And so even though she said she was done, I saw some more Nike shit at the fucking door. I'm like, yo, she's like, nah, these are for me. These are my first pair of like Nikes that I bought for myself.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm not going to yell at her for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to let her have that because it's a real thing. I've been around long enough
to know
around her to know like this is a thing for you. You know, the night before G went to school, like she was already there in her head like, oh, my God, he's about to grow up. And so she was having a moment. And then
that's an existential crisis moment.
She was having one. And I was
told you we was going to get back to life.
I was giving her that space. And I was telling her, like, hey, it's all good. It's all good. You know, just being there for letting her get through it. And in that moment, out of nowhere, she brings up the fact, like, I know I've been wilding. I know they have too much shit. I know I'm the problem with that. But let me tell you why I did it. And I was like, yo, I might give you a side eye, but, like, I never tell you no. Mm. I know why you're giving them that because I think like all parents say, oh, I want my kid to have everything I didn't, this and that. And she really, really lives by that. And then once you get to that point where you give them everything, you're like, man, these spoiled motherfuckers don't deserve none of this shit. And then you got to find the balance.
Right.
Because it's like, yeah, I want my kids to be fresh at school. You're not going to get made fun of for having an extra stripe on your Adidas. You're not going to be, you ain't got no lunch.
Fuck, man.
You know what I mean? And she just got really focused on that part and told me, like, I'm sorry. And I was like, don't apologize.
Hold that thought, though, real quick. Don't forget it. I just wanted to say this one thing when you said that because I don't want to lose it. I really don't give a fuck what people have on their feet no more.
Nah. And I think that's why when you mentioned that the wave now is like dirty Air Force Ones, or maybe that's just for white girls. But whatever, like, I think that goes with it. Like, oh, we don't care about that. Now, I
like that culture, though.
No, I don't necessarily care what people have on their feet because I've grown up in a place where I couldn't judge you for what you had on your feet because, you know, I had to be mindful of what was on mine.
Mm.
And I didn't, you know, it wasn't the worst. I never had, like, the fake or the extra stripe Adidas. I didn't have, like, you know, shoes that were getting constantly made fun of, though. But I had, my struggle was I had to stretch them joints out probably longer than anybody else was going to. And then they just kept reeing up.
I'm just saying that's part of the culture now. Like, I, you know, the what are those and stuff like that. And, you know, people still get them. But that's a kid shit. You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of maybe, like, in the last 3 or 4 years, 5 years or whatever, that's probably around the time it started disappearing and whatnot. But that was just me. I don't want to even go down this long rabbit hole with that. But you were saying that, you know, she was having her moment. You were helping coaching
that was pretty much a wrap on that. But it's like, I don't even remember why I was bringing that part up.
The whole point of this whole conversation is that, you know, there are, I guess, like, you know, at some point we all battle stuff. You know, I was talking to my fiance about this. Like, yo, like, I'm trying to get better at least, like, expressing myself. So I need you to ask me, you know, how I'm doing, because for the most part, like, you know that, like, I probably won't talk to you about it because I, you know, made it, you know, shield you away from it. But I guess in order for us to grow close and for me to kind of keep evolving as a man, I need to talk to you about some of the shit that I deal with. Not all the time. We're just talking about it, though. You know what I mean? Like for the most part, like you said, like, yo, like, you ain't got to explain nothing to me. I'm going to help provide it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And do your thing. But as a man, like, all right, listen, if we want to get closer and want to get better in our communication, let me tell you why I jump into that mode. Because I know why you get into your mode.
Yeah.
Right? But let me tell you what I need to do to get my back, for example, to do a 50, 60-hour overtime week. You got to be mentally prepared to do some shit like that.
Yeah,
right?
And it was rough. And that's a good point, too, because, you know, given that she's still getting her feet under her with the daycare and just how chaotic that's been.
Mm-hmm.
And then me being like on days I'm in the office, like on like tomorrow when I got to do the overtime and my grocery shopping, I'm gone from like 6 a.m. to almost 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then so she got them kids all day. She got our kids all day.
Right.
So I know when I'm coming in, I got to be a little lighter on my toes. I got to make sure like, whatever's not cleaned up. I know I've been out all day,
right,
and I'm tired too.
But that's not but fun, though.
She
that's
ain't trying to hear that
yeah,
shit.
That's not, yeah,
it's
yeah.
a different type of, and I think so. Sometimes she might get to the point where it's like, damn, she really think I'm out there kicking it. Like, no, I'm working too. I'm yeah. fucking tired.
Yeah, I'm beat.
This ain't a fight that we ain't gonna have because
no
I know
one's gonna win.
It's
that
a different
one.
Type. No, she gonna win.
No.
It's a different type of tire. I've been dealing with your kids all day. It ain't our kids when I get home on a Monday. It's your kids. And then, but even then, like even on days I'm home, I'm like, yeah, I can't just do this and that. And it's still something that we trying to figure out, but it's taxing.
Yeah.
It's taxing. And it's like, all right, it's going to be for this amount of time. You know, we've spent a lot of money this year. Let's just try to recalibrate and get it more efficient. And the overtime ain't always available. So let me just get it while it's hot and get it. But yeah, you do have to kind of both be in this on the same page. For some shit like that.
I kind of want to get my bag. I know you got time. I mean, you don't have that much time. But I guess what I'm saying is that I feel like, you know, with most people, in my experiences, women haven't been really good at starting the conversation of, hey, how you know, how's your day going? Let's talk about it. In my experiences, right? I'm not going to say that.
I would say because they like to talk about shit like that, they want you to ask them how they doing. I feel like, nah. I don't have that same experience, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
Yeah, but I feel like yours comes... I'm not going to even tell you about yours because I'm not worried about it. I don't even want to go down that road. For me, it's because I put off the demeanor that I'm going to take care of everything and I'm good, right?
I think all... I do too.
Yeah, but for... And agreed. We're having an open, honest conversation about how men are and why we're fucking backwards in doing that.
Or I'm going to lie to you and say everything's fine.
You're right, and it's not. Right. And I guess it's like you don't want to be like a lame animal. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to show any weakness or that you're hurt or whatever, or that some shit's bothering you, or you just may not want to talk about it. But if you don't, but want and need are subjective, right? They're two different things, though, because like wanting to talk about something and needing it just to get off your chest. I don't need you to agree with me or nothing. Just let me say it out loud, because then I'll feel a little bit better because I've processed that information versus just bottling it up. Now, bro, I'm not telling you that because I've been like yearning for that, right? I'm telling you that because I realized that when some shit was going down and like things were missing or whatever, like when we were getting to arguments and stuff in the middle of this pandemic, I'm like, oh, I have some bottled up emotions about some shit that I've been telling you I'm cool about, and I'll just forget because of the next day I'm right back to it, and it's a new set of problems.
Yeah.
That when we get into a blast and it's like, all right, well, I need to defend myself about some shit that I let go. That's not your fault though. That's me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting in my bag right now today, but that's me saying, like, that's me being a part of the problem, right? Just like with you. Like, if there's some shit that you've been harboring that you just don't say anything, you know, to your wife about or whatever.
Still happens from time to time.
Yeah, that's on you, though.
No, yeah. No. Yeah, and when it does blow up and it becomes a way bigger deal than it probably should have been, I'm way better at acknowledging, like, you know what? This is on me.
Mm-hmm.
This is on me. But see, how I mostly am, if I ever fall into that where I'm just not saying what's on my mind, it's mostly like, all right, we've either been, like, dealing with bullshit all day, we've been arguing with kids all day, or we've been arguing a little bit about this and that, and it's just been, I don't need to argue about no more shit right now. All
right.
And then, or it's like, you know what?
But you don't have to argue though. It takes two people to argue.
No, true. It don't have to be an argument. But that's where some of shit comes in. Yeah. We both got some growing to do. but our communication ain't always been
and this isn't just for people with kids and stuff like that. I just want to broaden up for our listeners.
People have
problems
before kids, but I'm saying a lot of our issues because it takes us 2 hours to have a 5-minute conversation because there is no being left alone.
Right.
We were trying to just do some, you know, because I'm working nonstop overtime and she's got people at the house for like 12 hours a day, when we have smaller window, like, I was gone all last weekend. They were gone the whole weekend before that. And we got something like a housewarming coming up. We don't have a lot of windows to get like shit done.
Right.
And to, you know, I mean, shout out to Jordan, you know, I missed her little birthday thing yesterday. Just because it's like, this is my only window. Like, we have to get this done now because we're coming, like, we've been putting it off, or we just haven't had time to go anywhere and get nothing done because we've been going nonstop.
That's where I'm stemming from, though. So then at some point, we, as men and women, have to make communication a priority by all means.
Right, because all arguments are a break in communication.
Oh, easily.
And it's based
off of assumptions, too. Like, I assumed you probably would have reacted this way.
And that's a big thing, too. Sometimes I'm like, you know, I kind of put it off as like, it don't matter if it's a small thing or a big thing, she going to react the same way. So because of
that's what you say.
That's right. What I say. Yeah. And because of it, I do have some observations.
But doesn't mean you're right, though.
Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean that this time is going to be that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't bring the baggage from before and continue it to the future.
Right.
Sometimes it still happens. But so if it's a little thing and I think, okay, it's little to me, but she going to react this way, I'm just not going to bring it up.
Right.
But obviously something like that too is a constant. It's not something you can perfect, because as you grow together, you might change in certain ways, and you got to make that known.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is never ending,
right?
And I'm not the greatest at it. I think I've gotten a lot better, but yeah, there's still moments, and that just might be the difference. You know, like you're bringing up between men and women. Or just as a man, that's just how kind of we wired, and that's just a project that we're always gonna have to be working on.
Right.
About, you know what? But yeah, that good for you, man. You gotta ask me. Now I feel bad because you throw a little shade at me every since I know you ain't gonna ask me how I'm doing. You got
No.
It's a joke. But what I'm saying is the fact that you're cognizant enough and mature enough to let her know, hey, I'm not gonna bring it up. You need to ask me how I'm doing. And it might, instead of fine or whatever come out, you might get some shit you weren't ready for, but it'll be healthier in the long run that it came out.
I know what I'm asking for, too, because what I told her was, and this is just me sharing my business, I don't normally do that, but, you know, one of the things that we talked about is like, hey, you know, with you, talking to you, I noticed like same thing, your wife, I've seen it happen with her specifically. She's a little bit different around like her friends that she's been around with for a long time. Versus maybe how she is like with us or like, you know, at home, whatever. Same thing with her, right? I say, yo, when you go hang with your girlfriends, Like, I treat you like you one of the boys, like, and I love you at the same token. Like, I don't get treated like one of the girls. Like, I don't get, like, the full-on conversation. And sometimes, like, I envy that. That's just me. Like the happiness of it. And she said, you know, but I grew up with him. I said, you're right. You're absolutely right. But you're spending the rest of your life with me. Just like when I have no, and she questioned me on certain things, and I get it. Certain things being like, hey, you sure you want me to go like on these trips? And I'm like, look, I've been on enough homie trips, so I have no problem with taking you to a J. Cole concert out of state where my mans is going. They can go buy their own tickets if they on something different. You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay with that. I only need one man trip a year. I already got two or three already.
But see, that's the thing. You're still having man. You still have your moments to be like, all right, I'm just with the fellas. And there's a different, because, you know, you get stuck, even though that's your partner, your lover, best friend, all that other stuff. You're still, when you're around each other constantly all the time, it's good to go out and be around other people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
but I get that during playing golf.
No, bro. I'm not saying, but the thing is, you still practice, you still do that type of stuff.
Right.
So that's where you can be like, oh, I do want to feel like one of the girls because I already get my man time in.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing some of that man time to you by treating you like this.
And that makes sense to us, but for them, it doesn't make sense to them when we.
Well, maybe, but maybe what the one thing she's thinking of, because when girls get together, haven't seen each other in a long time, what might be one of the main topics? She's complaining about you.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I complain about you all the time.
That's great.
I'm doing the same thing, just in a different tone with the girls. Relax.
Yeah. I'm okay. Please complain to them, Dr. Phil. All right, man. Anything you got for? Oh, rest in peace to Father Joe, man. He passed away 2 weeks ago, man. I got a chance to read up on this story a little bit more. He's been around for a very, very long time, man, in San Diego. But, yeah, rest in peace to him. You know, I've been to the Village down there downtown, right? It's a tough place in that area, right?
And it is.
But it's something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I watched the news the other day, and we got so many homeless people displaced around the 805, you know, freeway all the way up along the 5 and whatnot, man, that this man, at least, you know, I've been there, and it's like, yo, it's an opportunity for people to get right. And I can't sit here and say that in the last 40 years, if he only affected two or three people's lives and saved a generation, that's successful. But I'm sure the numbers are way higher than that. You know what I mean? So rest in peace to Father Joe for sure.
That's the three cheers. Three cheers to Father Joe.
That's my three cheers to Father Joe. You had Candace Parker on here.
Yeah, man. Candace Parker, she made the 2K cover. First female.
That's dope.
Doing that. Shout out really to dope. Yeah, the girls that. Been killing it. What's my girl's name? Spelling Bee Champ. Shout out to her. Three cheers to her.
We need a screen guy or like somebody to fact check shit so we can make sure that we get their names right.
Three cheers to me.
There you go. For three cheers to you.
Yeah, man. We 11 years yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. I did see that you guys toasted.
Yeah, we've been going along, so I'll say that for next week or whenever. But yeah, we've been through some shit, man.
After all the shit we just talked about, right now, we done been through some shit before.
She's been around for a lot of it. And then when you think about it this way, nah, let me say that for later just because I'm going to bring it back up.
Yeah.
But
we may or may not record next week.
Yeah, next week's gonna be another busy one. She's talking about come to the house and record. I don't know how I'm gonna feel about it, how you feel about it. You know, maybe the timing comes out. Maybe it can be.
I can come on Friday.
Maybe it can be a vibe.
Saturday. I'm gonna go play golf. That's why I called originally, because I always ask, despite like it sounding like I go all the time. Yo, you going hiking? All right, y'all going to brunch? Let me call Ashley real quick. She's like, oh, you really like to call people. I said, yeah. My mans was texting me Duran today, and like we got to like four texts. He was mad about his Apple Watch, and he was like, hey, I decided to call you. Like, I just call my people. My people actually call me now, you know?
Yeah,
so know. Yeah, you probably going to start calling me soon. You're not a caller, but I feel like, you know, it'll rub off on you.
Yeah, I'm going to call. Once I got my windows, if you catch me during my lunch walk, that's when I try to catch up with some people I ain't talked to in a minute, and I'll definitely get on the phone for that.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right, man. Let's get the hell up out of here, man. Yeah, you know.
One more time.
You know what I was going to say. Yeah, he got 9 digits on that bad boy. I can't even say it out loud.
Finish it off.
Listen, I want to thank y'all for listening. I am going to thank y'all for listening to You Wasn't Outside, episode 46. Your man, Lex and Carl. We out. He's Bismarck. He's Bismarck. Mr. Dynamite. Mr. Dynamite. So fresh, so fresh. Yes, y'all are gonna like me. You can.
can't even dance or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am displaying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party diplomatic orbits by info. When it come to rockin' parties, I am a info. Maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music. We'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body and like it make my cardigan. You won't be fighting the illin', you just be partying down. With the funky sound with yours truly. I'm the original B-R-Z-M-A. Okay, I will the E and I the M to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place. And everywhere that I perform and do a show, show, as long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.